Welcome to the Park Snacker Pod, your source for Disney Parks news. I am Matt, and I'm with my co-host Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Hello, it is going. You know, I've been captaining the struggle bus this week, but I am thrilled to be taking a pause from reality and talking about Disney because this is the kind of stuff I need to get me out of my struggle bus. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, anything to help you out, you know. It's always fun chatting Disney. It gets your excitement for your trip upcoming soon.
I know. We're almost at our 90 days. Hold on, let me get my countdown out. We are officially, we're 70 days away. So in 10 days, I need to have some actual semblance of a plan. Because as of right now, the plan is we go to Disney. That's like we have our park pass reservations, but I booked whatever just to have it booked, and I don't know that I really thought through much. So we'll be very excited to hopefully have a second to breathe during my weeks, the upcoming week, to be able to plan some fun things. We have some ideas of what we want to do, but kind of putting it into action and making reservations, we'll see how it comes.
Yeah, we all know how much you love making table service reservations.
So listen, I do and I don't. There's a few, like, we want to get Steakhouse 71 for sure. Like, I keep hearing amazing things. They have bottomless mimosas, which I just so happen to be drinking a mimosa literally right now. That's if you want to know how my week has been. And so we wanted to Steakhouse 71. Aside from that, the other thing I was starting to look into more was the Fantasmic dining option or Fantasmic dining packages. And to be honest, like, I'm not sold on any of the Hollywood Studios dining options. Like, I'm just, I love sci-fi, but I'm not, I don't know. So we'll see if we do it.
Have you gone to 50s Primetime before?
No, but like, oh, I'm going to get flack for saying this, but like, I'm just not a fan of that kind of food.
Oh, like, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you're not a fan of that kind of food, then yeah.
Classic American homestyle food, blah. Yeah. Which sounds crazy because it's supposed to be all of the stuff that, you know, everyone likes. But
no, yeah, not, you know, I am a big fan of the Hollywood Brown Derby. Granted, it's been a long time since I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to go back. You know, that one is on the more expensive side since it is more of a, you know, higher class. And I don't want to say higher class, but upper, like a upper scale table service. It is nicer. You know, when the dining plan was around, it needed two table service credits.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably why I don't want to do it, because typically I would not make a reservation there because it's too fancy for me, man. Yeah. I don't do table service. It's like, I like the Brown Derby Lounge, which is what we did last time.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would do Brown Derby. I think if anything, I would do Mama Melrose because I do hear some good things about it.
Yeah.
And I love me some pasta. So if anything, I think we would do Mama Melrose, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll probably try to get an Oga's because it's Oga's and I have to.
I had to cancel mine last trip. Which is a bummer. So
it's a bummer.
It's okay.
Yeah, more to come. So I guess we'll probably have one episode before I book dining. But so maybe by next week when we have a new episode, I'll have an actual plan of what we want to do.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do any restaurants outside of the parks, because they used to do that. You know, this was before the pandemic, where you could go to like the boardwalk, you know.
And see, that's what it is. Like, I would have done Trattoria Al Forno in a heartbeat without any questions, but it's not on the list yet. So I know. We'll see.
Trattoria Al Forno, if you have not been, it's fantastic. Really good meal. Oh. I've been there the last three times that I've gone. So granted, I did a takeout meal. Because I was staying at the boardwalk in June and it was like late and I'm like, I needed protein because I was just eating crap all day long. I was like, so I got like swordfish, which was really good. But, you know, I grabbed my meal. I ate on the boardwalk. You know, I had drinks with friends where we're all out there, at, you know, the Abacadabra bar. So I was eating out there. It was great. I loved it. And yeah, and we went there on my last trip too. So,
yeah. I haven't been there since 2018, which is insane. And that was for their brunch, but hands down, still the best brunch I've had.
I got to do breakfast there. I've only done dinner.
Yeah, so Well, are they? They're not even doing breakfast right now, right? Because it used to be the character experience, which is why I think they're doing.
I'll double check right now, but I thought they
might
were doing,
have breakfast, but it's not the character thing.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I thought. I want to double check real quick, but either way,
I had some like steak and eggs, and it was just so good.
They are doing breakfast 7:30 to 11:30. Nice. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they bring back the characters.
Tiramisu style French toast. Dang.
Dude, when I tell you this was the best brunch, it was, and it comes with like a little plate of pastries for the table. Oh, mm-hmm. There was some like of the sun, like tangled. It was so good. It was so good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good. Glad you had fun. Hopefully you had a good Halloween weekend. Hopefully.
Yes, we actually had a lot of trick-or-treaters, which was exciting.
Oh, good.
The past couple of years, I think, I don't know if I was mentioning it on recording or not, but like mm-hmm. past couple of years, I haven't been home for Halloween. And so it's been really like, it's been really cool to actually have trick-or-treaters because I love trick-or-treaters.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Fun. Yeah. Well, one kid came up and like told me a really dark joke and I was like, that's not funny. Get off my porch. Go away. Jeez. You're too old to trick-or-treat anyway.
My friend who lives in my town, he lives on the other side of town. He was telling me a kid tried to open his front door after the doorbell and the knocking didn't work.
No.
Yeah. He was like, this kid literally tried to get into our house. Because they have so many over there that they just don't want to be like bothered. Yeah. But he's telling me the story. He's like, yeah. Parents, teacher, kids, you know, don't try to open people's doors.
Yeah, on my lawn.
Yeah.
Right.
So we don't get too many. The houses are kind of too far apart, and there's this one neighborhood that like everyone goes to. Like the cops are there. It's like if you're like a teenager, like that's the place to go. Nice. You know. So, anyways, yeah, I watched. I watched this movie. So did you know they made a movie based on Spirit Halloween?
No.
This store.
Yeah. No.
It's called Spirit Halloween the movie. It's it's more of like a kids, you know, kids kind of action adventure movie. It's fine. I feel like if I was a young kid, I would kind of enjoy it. It's about, you know, this one Spirit Halloween that's like haunted, and these kids, they like, you know, they want to be cool and they stay over in a Spirit Halloween. They break in and sleep over at night and all this stuff ensues. So
Anyways, God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. But all right, well, let's get into some Disney news. We have a few things today, pretty light, but then we have a few more listener questions. We love answering listener questions. So if you ever have any, make sure you send them in to Park Snacker on Instagram, or you can email me at matt@parksnacker.com. And we'll answer those for you. So as always, we've got to talk about, you know, our sponsor, of course, Park Snacker, the app, which is a free mobile app on iOS and Android. It's for all the Disney Parks fans out there, where you can rate, review, and discover over 70,000 menu items at Walt Disney World. You can connect with your friends to see what they're snacking on or what they're planning to eat on future trips. You can browse menus, create custom lists, and so much more. So head over to parksnacker.com today to download the app, available on iOS and Android. Again, head over to parksnacker.com today to rate and review what you eat and drink at Walt Disney World. All right, Katie. So,
yes.
Fantasmic. It debuted yesterday to cast members. I assume you did not watch it.
I have not. No.
Okay. I did. I ended up watching it.
What? Mr. I Hate Spoilers, you watched
it? Well, I've seen the show. I knew there was updates. I'm not getting to the parks anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm going to be seeing Fantasmic anytime soon. Because I told you, if we're going with kids again, we're not going to go to Hollywood Studios. So it's going to be a very long time before I see it. All I'll say is, without any spoilers, two things. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was still very good. But I do want to go back and watch the old version, because I think there's a lot more water screens in this version. I don't remember. Like, it's been a while since I've seen it, and I haven't like watched it on like video at all, like, you know, previously in the past few years. And I don't remember like as many water screens happening. You know, like, I love World of Color, and I think it when it works, it works. And I think they did a really good job with the water screens. But I feel like there's a lot. Like, there's like way more than I thought there was going to be, because, you know, they have like, they do stuff like on the mountains and stuff like that. Like, wasn't there like a whole scene for Pocahontas where like the villain, I can't remember his name, the governor, and all governor these people Ratcliffe. are like they're doing stuff on the mountain. Weren't they? I don't know.
Yeah, they're fighting.
Yeah, they're fighting.
So at first it's Governor Ratcliffe and he's like, dig, dig, dig.
Dig, yeah, know, yeah, yeah.
Gold, yeah. And so they're all digging. But then the Indians and them, they all start attacking and Pocahontas is there and she stands on her cliff like, oh.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, whole, there was like, there was honestly very little, I don't want to spoil anything, but I just feel like there was way more water screens and people actually doing things.
Got it.
So that would be my one criticism. Granted, I still love the water screens. I thought it was very, very cool. You know, there was this one, I don't even know if, I don't want to say anymore because I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, it was cool what they did, but yeah, a little surprised by that though. So.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm excited to see it in real person years from now.
Right. Yeah. Yep. I probably won't seek out any spoilers, but if I'm like scrolling through Instagram, I won't not watch them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
I'm excited for it. I mean, I love this show. So
yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
They did definitely use a lot of water screens in the original too, though. Like there was multiple times. It was kind of like the transition between in-person scenes. There's always a water screen, so it'll be interesting to see how much.
Yeah,
more.
I might be wrong because I have not seen the old Fantasmic. I haven't had the time to go back and like watch like a video from like, you know, 2018 or 19, you know, whenever it was last out. So
yeah,
but anyways, yeah. So Fantasmic is premiering, I think officially the 4th or 3rd. I can't remember.
I thought it was the 3rd, right?
I think it's the 3rd, so it should be premiering tomorrow. So,
huzzah.
Or as of recording, you know, it's coming out. So, all right, and then you know, the holidays started very quickly.
Hey, I forgot
always.
We should have started with Merry Christmas. It's Christmas season now that it's November 2nd.
Yeah, it was even, you know, November 1st. Disney the next day after the Halloween party, they already had decorations up, which is just, you know, they get that up, they get it up fast. They actually had a pretty funny Instagram reel and TikTok or whatever that that the Disney parks put up. It was fun. So, but man, it started fast. That, you know, the decorations went up overnight. The gingerbread house is already starting going up at the Grand Floridian. Don't know when like the trees are going to be going up, because I think they do one at the World in a Lodge, and I'm pretty sure at the over at the Animal Kingdom Lodge too. Mm-hmm. I think they do one as well.
Yep.
So yeah, not sure when those are happening, but yeah, Christmas is happening very quickly. So, and they also announced today, you know, we had a question last week. It was asked, you know, someone was going to the Very Merry Christmas Party last week. Anything special we should try? We're like, well, you know, very soon there'll be a foodie guide. They announced one today as of recording. You know, so this is we're not going to go through like the foodie guide, but you know, Katie, if you want to pull it up and maybe like take a quick look at it and stuff, while I'm chatting about this. But so the party's going to be happening between select nights, November 8th through the December 2022. I think it's like the 21st or 2nd. They kind of end the parties. They don't do parties during like the week of Christmas. So that'll be happening. So, you know, a lot of these items that they have will be available during regular park hours, and others are part exclusive. So the ones in the foodie guide start on November 8th. They actually do, as of today, they do have Christmas themed treats that were spotted in both the Main Street Confectionery and the Big Top Treats. So that is going on today. But I feel like every year, I think because 2019, when I went to the party, all the food I had was like very mediocre. And I feel like every time I look at the food, I'm just like, nothing catches my eye. I don't know. I'm not a big like peppermint fan or like, I don't know. It's just, you know, so I looked at all the treats today and nothing really, you know, caught my eye. The only thing I might want to try is like the chai caramel freeze, which is salted caramel freeze with, chai spice whipped cream. You know, that looked pretty good. And then maybe like the sugar plum shake, the spice sugar plum soft serve topped with cherry syrup whipped cream and sprinkles. You know, I think people are going to go crazy for the Lock, Shock, and Barrel Sundae, which has festive vanilla cake, vanilla ice cream, strawberry topping whipped cream, and sprinkles with the Lock, Shock, and Barrel chocolate. You know, they're from the Nightmare Before Christmas. And it comes in the tub that, you know, they're traveling along with in the movie. And I remember they did, I can't remember if it was Halloween or Christmas, but they did something with the Carousel Progress, and it was like a tub. It was a 50th anniversary treat. That's what it was. Yeah. And it was like they put the stuff in the tub, but apparently they ran out of tubs, and they were just like putting the sundae in like just regular containers. So, you know, hopefully Disney has enough tubs to go around for everyone. But mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything from here, you know, really stands out to you at all?
Not really. It all looks cool, but it also kind of looks pretty basic. The annoying thing is that I'm pretty sure the thing I would try is the most boring thing on the list, which is just Candy Cane Hot Cocoa. Mm. It's just hot chocolate with peppermint ice cream, whipped cream, and candy cane pieces. But I love candy cane pieces, so and I love me some hot chocolate. Plus, in the picture, it looks like it comes with a little straw with a Mickey marshmallow on it and stuff.
Yeah.
But it just looks fun. Now, granted, in the picture, it also comes in what looks like a normal ceramic mug. Mm-hmm. Doubt that that is actually how it is. But yeah, it looks fun. It's all festive and stuff. I can't think about Christmas yet for me. So maybe I'm just not in the right spirit. I know, it's way too early
for me, yeah. Christmas doesn't happen for me until after Thanksgiving. I'm just like, I'm no part of it for me.
That's fair. And I literally used to be opposite. I used to be like, you know what? I'm in. You know, after Halloween, there's no Thanksgiving music. Like, let's just go right into Christmas. And now I might kind of trickle in some Christmas music in the next couple of weeks. But I used to put my tree up so early. And now I'm like, I like my fall decorations too. I kind of want to keep them up. And this year especially, I was very late to the game. And I didn't put my Halloween or Christmas or my fall decorations up until just a couple weeks ago. So I definitely am not ready to part with them yet. So I'm a day after Thanksgiving, we put the tree up kind of person.
Yep, I hear you. Yep. The other thing here that sounds pretty good is the Texas-sized sweet potato pie over at Pecos Bill. Baked sweet potato pie with marshmallow meringue and candied pecans. And I don't think that's pictured, so I'm a little bummed that I don't see it. It's not pictured, so I'm curious to see what that one looks like. But
nice.
Anyway, so yeah, the foodie guide came out today, so if you're looking for some festive treats and some drinks, check it out. That's coming out soon, November 8th. All right, Katie, this is some good news for you. They came out with information about the Festival of the Arts over at Epcot.
They did. Yes.
Yeah, they announced that it's coming. It's starting January 13th. When are you arriving again?
Conveniently, we're arriving January 12th.
All right, perfect.
Could you believe how that worked out?
Yeah, yeah. Are you gonna go to the Epcot on the 13th? Personally, me, I would not, because that's gonna be the busiest day. Yeah,
right. That wasn't my plan. Currently, our plan, I think we're going to Magic Kingdom first.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I said in the beginning,
yeah, Epcot's gonna be a busy day on the 13th.
yeah, I very excited to see these dates populate. I was kind of expecting that, which is cool. The thing I'm still waiting for is the dates for the entertainers for Disney on Broadway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. I need to see Josh Strickland and Ashley Brown. I need to see them. I love them. So hopefully we can make that happen.
Yeah. So yeah, Festival of the Arts is going to be January 13th through the February 20th of next year. And if you don't know it, the festival is a global celebration of visual, culinary, and performing arts where guests can find inspiration and discover their own creativity in fun ways across Epcot. There will be 16 food studios this year. Two of them will be new food studios. Katie, I don't know if you're looking at our notes, but do you see the two names for the food booth? So, let's see. One food booth is just called Modern with an E at the end.
Modern.
Modern. Maybe let's say Modern.
It that way. Who knows? Yeah. That's how I'm going to say it.
That's going to be located near Test Track and will feature avant-garde menu items, whatever.
That's so avant-garde, descriptive, too.
I don't know how you make food items avant-garde, but we'll see.
And I feel like the location doesn't make sense either. You know what? Let's put some really nice, fun, modern stuff next to Test Track.
Yeah. So
okay, Disney.
So we have that booth, and then the next this next booth just cracks me up. I'm trying not to laugh when I say it. Because it's like 10 words compared to one. So it's Figment's Inspiration Station at the Odyssey. Art, food, and little sparks of magic. So this booth promises to deliver treats and beverages bursting with vibrant colors and flavors. So that's going to be happening over at the Odyssey Pavilion.
Just call it Figment's booth.
It's going to be, Figment's, the Figment booth. So if you want to call it, like, for short, the Figment booth. So that's happening over at the Odyssey. And then if you want to see, all the visual artists, showcasing their work, there will be artists there. There were some artists there last year that I've been following on Instagram for a while that make like really cool, what they call like alternative movie posters. And I have like a ton of those, around my house, or I should say around my basement. So there was, a lot of artists there last year. So there'll be 100 or so of them. Guests of all ages can express their own creative side by learning to draw a Disney character over at the Animation Academy.
Big fan of the Animation Academy. Highly reco, in case anyone has never. Oh, you did it before? Oh, I love the Animation Academy. Animation Academy used to be in Hollywood Studios as just like an everyday thing. Yeah. And it is now at the Conservation Station in Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. But during Festival of the Arts, they have different, at least they used to, have different artists come in and do the Animation Academy, and you can draw a whole bunch of different characters. It's so much fun. I think during the Festival of the Arts, I've drawn Daisy Duck before. I think she's the one who I did. But it's just so fun. I love the Animation Academy, and even if you are the worst artist ever, it's still going to turn out good. I promise.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people come out of there with like masterpieces. I'm like, all right, any person could do this.
Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, there's that. And then they're going to be doing a paint by number mural again. They did that last year. So you go up, grab a marker, just like paint, a number in. So they'll have that. There'll be a scavenger hunt with Figment around World Showcase. And then, Katie was talking about before, they'll be doing the Disney and Broadway concert performances as well. So that'll be happening over at the American Gardens Theater. But more information to come on that. So again, the Epcot Festival of the Arts returning on January 13th through February 20th. All right, the last news item today, I told you it was very short on news this week. Nothing too crazy was happening. Lastly, Buzz Lightyear, Sheriff Woody, and Jessie will be returning to Toy Story Land to do meet and greets. Yeah, so over by the Toy Story Mania's entrance, they'll be, you'll be able to meet them, beginning at 9 a.m. all the way till 4:30. So, yeah, it was, I was there when we were there in, September. We were kind of down that long, where Pixar Place used to be, where the original entrance for Toy Story Mania was. They had the meet and greet for, like, Buzz Lightyear. Like, you can look in and still see, like, the old sets. They haven't like done anything with it yet.
Yeah.
Just like a big dead end down there.
It is.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to go meet Jessie, Woody, and Buzz, they'll be back. So yeah.
And if you're also looking for a very quiet place to just chill in Hollywood Studios, go sit back there because there's nothing going on back there.
No, it's nothing. Yeah. My wife and my mom were in line to go get some coffee, I think it was, because there's two carts. I think they were getting coffee at Joffrey's. And then I went to the cart right next to it, which had no line. And they had the num-num cookie, Jack-Jack's num-num cookie. So I got that, which was like really good. Mine was definitely fresh, like moist, or gooey. And so good.
Nice.
Yeah. So me and Cora, my daughter, shared that in, that back alleyway where no one is. So.
And there's a bunch of really fun photo ops, too.
That's right.
Yeah. There's like Jack-Jack bursting through the wall at one point. Yeah. There's the cute little, Incredibles, Starburst, I'm going to call it. There's in Frozone play area. There's just a lot of really cool backdrops if you're into Disney walls. There's some good stuff back there.
For sure. Yeah. Cool. So that's it for the news. So we have, you know, some listener questions. So let's get to that. So, you know, we asked over on Instagram, hey, if you know, have any questions, let us know. So first, I have a couple questions from Amanda the Mousewife on Instagram. Her first question was, Kona Cafe or Grand Floridian Cafe? I only have time for one. So my first suggestion, I've only eaten at Grand Floridian Cafe. But before I give my opinion on that, I think it also depends like what kind of vibe you're going for. And that can mean like a bunch of different things. If you want a more like relaxed, chill vibe, you know, the Polynesian might be more suited for you. But if you want, you know, kind of like a, you know, more, I guess, classier vibe, if you want to dress up a little bit, maybe go to the Grand Floridian, you know, over there. Because, you know, you don't have to, like, dress up nice like you do at, like, say, Citrico's and stuff, you know, at the Grand Floridian Cafe. But going, you know, when you're at the Grand Floridian, you just kind of feel like you have to dress a bit nicer. Yeah. Like, when I was there, I anytime walking around the main lobby, I always felt underdressed in, like, shorts and a T-shirt. Yes. Like, it made me, like, I don't want to say uncomfortable, but it's like, yeah, you know, I don't know. That's like, just me.
Oh, I clearly don't belong here. That's how I feel. Anytime I do, like, monorail crawls or pop into Grand Floridian, I am usually coming from my Magic Kingdom clothes, park day clothes, and it's usually tank tops and leggings.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I don't belong here. So it's not even that you have to dress up, but you just, I mean, you just kind of want to fit with the vibe at Grand Floridian. Yeah. I think it's funny. These two places could not be more different.
Yeah.
And to your point, Matt, like it is truly what vibe you're going for, because they are completely different menus, completely different settings. So I've had Grand Floridian Cafe during my college program, so 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. But we did just recently do Kona Cafe a year ago when we went in October. I love Kona Cafe and highly reco to anyone. Of the two, since technically I have eaten at both, though I don't remember Grand Floridian Cafe too much, other than, yes, it was kind of swanky, and that's where I went New Year's Day during my DCP with my roommate, because we were like, oh, I miss my family. Let's go do something very fancy and fun instead. Kona was really good. If you like that kind of Polynesian food, so fried rice and a lot of seafood, and like sushi and pineapple, everything flavored, like Kona's the place for you. I have to look it up because I can't remember what it's called. But the one drink at Kona Cafe is literally, the Lapu Lapu is literally served in an entire pineapple. They cut off the top, core it out, and then they fill a drink and serve you a full pineapple to drink out of. It is, first of all, delicious, and also just the most fun experience because they hand you a giant pineapple and you just get to drink it.
Yeah, I mean, I've not eaten at Kona Cafe. I was actually just looking at the Grand Floridian menu on Disney's website real quick, and it says they serve breakfast, but all of their breakfast options right now are... Oh, wait, never mind. I was wrong.
I was going to say, I went there for breakfast. What's wrong with breakfast?
Oh, no, nothing. But they had, like, a burger and, like, a Reuben on for breakfast, so it just kind of threw me off. Anyways, yeah, so I would definitely look at the menu, see which one you're definitely feeling more of, because they do have the different menus. I got shrimp and grits when I was at the Grand Floridian Cafe, which were like amazing, super good. I loved it. I can't remember which drink I got. I definitely got like a cocktail as well over there. I think I got, you know, I honestly, I can't remember. Maybe the... No, I don't remember. I have to look in the parks. I'd have to look in Park Snacker. I don't remember.
Yeah. But, I think quality of food at both places is going to be extremely high, and you will not be disappointed with either, for sure. It's just all about what vibe you want and where you're coming from. What else, like, what else are you doing that day? Are you going to be dressed up in dapper clothes and you want to be fancy and fun like Grand Floridian? Or are you coming to park or to hop over from the parks and going to be in leggings and a tank top like I usually am? Like, it just kind of depends on your day and what you have planned. But you won't be disappointed in either. They're both very good.
Yeah. Kona Cafe just reopened, like, literally... yesterday or the day before, after so it's newly refurbished, everything's brand new in there, and yeah, like Katie said, it depends on like what time you go. Both restaurants are closed between 2 and 5, so be on the lookout for that, you know, if you were just trying to come over like late, you know, late afternoon. You know, I'm not sure how much we're helping with this, because they're both good options, but
I was gonna say, just know that you're not gonna make the wrong choice. Either one is gonna be great. I honestly think I don't know. I like Kona the most, because, and that might just be because that's what I've been doing most recently, but I'm definitely more of a laid back, relaxed kind of style.
Yeah. The only thing, the other thing I can say about Kona is it's open to like the kind of whole lobby at Polynesian. Mm-hmm. So the Polynesian, you have the main lobby, upstairs is like Kona Cafe. So I think a lot of sound can like seep through, because I've heard in the past that Kona can be loud. I don't know if that's true. Katie, if you experienced that.
I didn't notice it, but it was kind of peak COVID, so I don't know how many people were really
out. Yeah, that's just something that I've read and heard like on other podcasts and on like Disney subreddits and stuff like that, but
it's definitely out like in the open. People will walk past you. I think our table was literally up against the little, I'm gonna call it a fence, but it's not like a fence, just like a little walling that kind of separated us. And so like people would just walk past, so there's not really privacy in that, but it didn't bother us at all. Like, people aren't gonna come up and start talking to you or anything like that. So it can get loud, but I didn't notice it being an issue ever.
Cool. So either one cannot go wrong.
So thank you for the question.
Yeah, so she has another one. Stopping at Wilderness Lodge in a few weeks for Xmas, for Christmas decor. Any suggestions? Toddler in tow. So we kind of talked about this last week, too, right? Didn't we have a question that was similar to that?
I think we did. We've talked about, we talked about monorail crawls with a toddler, or with younger kids.
Oh, yeah,
we kind of talked about Wilderness, yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, a snack. Oh, yeah. We were talking about like a snack tour, I think, as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I was just there with my toddler. And, you know, I thought Whispering Canyon would be fun. You know, my toddler, you know, so I think it depends on what time of day. Like, if you're just going in for, you know, a morning or an afternoon or for dinner, you know, I'm going to suggest things that can be done all day. You know, Whispering Canyon Cafe, great breakfast, great dinner. You know, it gets loud in there. The toddler will definitely be, you know, distracted by what is going on. People are screaming, yelling. people are up and, you know, walking around, dancing. So it's a lot, you know, a lot of fun for kids in there. If you're, you know, going at night, they do have campfire s'mores, that you can make those in the evening. You know, I'm not sure how old your toddler is. You know, they might, you know, my toddler was definitely a bit too young to do any of this. She was only 14 months at the time. 14? Yeah, I think so. So that's right over by Geyser Point. You know, if you're going in a few weeks, definitely try out like the new fun fall treats over at Roaring Fork. We, you know, we talked about them a couple weeks ago. Lots of fun desserts over there. So check out Roaring Fork. But if you want to do character dining, you want to spend a bit more money. You say you're just stopping in, so you're, you know, probably not going to do dining like this. This might be too long. But they have the storybook dining over at Artist Point over there. But if it is going to be just like a quick stop, definitely just go to Roaring Fork. You know, get some treats. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can... You know, maybe just grab a quick lunch over at Geyser Point, get your waitlist on. Sorry, Katie. I'm like saying everything that's
over. I love it. Keep going.
Wilderness Lodge. No, I'll stop for now. So
I'm not disagreeing with anything, which is great. I literally keep like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep agreeing with you. You definitely captured it. I think if you're going in the evening, hit up the campfires. All resorts, I believe, do campfires and or late night movies. So just a PSA in case you're not aware, all mm-hmm. of the resorts do some sort of fun children's activity at night. Yeah. Campfire with s'mores. Or movies or something like that. Typically, the marshmallows are free, but if you want the actual, like, chocolate and graham crackers, you can buy a kit. But the marshmallows, I believe,
I didn't know about that. Free. I have no idea.
Yes. Now, yeah. I don't know how things are since Mr. Bob took over. Mr. Other Bob took over. But it used to be that marshmallows were free and you could buy a s'mores kit. The other thing I will say, if you literally are just stopping in just to check out the decor, really take time to explore the resort. Wilderness is beautiful, and there's so much to see just walking the grounds, not only in their main lobby, which is super fun because they have running water, so it's like a little waterfall kind of thing through the mm-hmm. lobby, which is super fun, and you can kind of like
reopened recently too. It was closed when we went, but it reopened recently.
And you can like walk over a tiny little bridge over the water, and my niece loved it when we went and she was three-ish. It's super fun, but even just like walk around the pool area and walk just through the grounds, because there's a lot of
where
really
the cabins are. There's like long paths with the cabins.
Yeah. It's just a beautiful space. Like walk up along the lagoon. And again, if you're there at night, check out the water pageant. It's such a beautiful resort. Just take time to explore it. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what age range like is for toddler.
Toddler. Yeah.
So if they're kind of old enough to like understand like hidden Mickeys and stuff, you can go to the front desk and ask for a hidden Mickey sheet. Like I did that in 2019. We were at Wilderness Lodge and we grabbed like a hidden Mickey sheet and we were just kind of walking around trying to find things. So, you know, if they're able to understand that, you know, you could do that as well. So, man, I think we named everything that
I know. I don't know if we're ever helping with this. We're just giving lots of options.
Yeah, lots of options. Yeah, because it all depends on, like, you know, because, you know, these questions, we don't know, like, any of the background.
Exact situation.
When,
yeah.
What your situation is. And if you ever want to, like, explain more to us, like, yeah, go right ahead. Yeah. So, you know, there's options for all different times of day, for how long you're staying and such. So. Yeah. All right. So another question, by Magical Vacations by Kathleen. She wrote in, I'll be staying at Pop Century next week. Best food/drinks here.
Ooh.
So Katie, have you ever stayed at Pop Century? Cause I've not.
I've stayed at Pop. It's been a while. And typically when I stay at the more value resorts, it's literally just to sleep and I don't do much food drinking kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that you put some notes here because I would not have any idea. My first suggestion is, oh, you're staying at Pop. You're on the Skyliner. The best food and drinks are going to be on other Skyliner resorts.
Yeah, you had the Riviera at your...
Go
your
to the heels, boardwalk. So, yeah.
The boardwalk, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I did a little bit of... I did a little bit of research trying to find some options for you. So first, you know, they did announce the Thanksgiving treats that are happening. Mm-hmm. So we talked about that last week. So since you're going to be there next week, they have some options over at the Everything Pop shopping and dining area. So they have the Falling for plant-based, which is a cupcake with chocolate buttercream and autumn quince. They also have the... a maple infused pot de creme, chantilly cream, and sugar cookie leaves. So that's, I think a pot de creme looks similar to like creme brulee, but not like burnt on top. It sounds really good.
Part of a creme brulee is to get the flaming torch.
Yeah. So it looks, you know, it looks really good. Both of these options that are on the foodie guide. But then I looked out to see what else they had. I only listed treats because those are just more fun. but it looks like the most popular item at Pop Century is the tie-dye cheesecake. Has good reviews on Park Snacker so far, and you know, in my research, that's first thing that like comes up. The other things that look good to me were the Mickey's Cookies and Creams cupcake. You know, I'm always iffy on cupcakes, but I, you know, the one I had recently was pretty good. But what I really want to try, so, you know, I say all the time, oatmeal cookies are my favorite. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you give me like a oatmeal cream pie, like, you know, those like Little Debbie's cream pies or whatever they were, oh, I love those. So they have this one called the Flashback Oatmeal Cream Pie. This thing looked awesome. It had, so, you know, it's an oatmeal cream pie. So it has two oatmeal cookies with the cream in the center. But it has like white and chocolate drizzle all over it.
Nice.
And those like hard round sprinkles on top as well. It looks really good. And when I saw that, when I was doing research on it, I'm like, oh no, I need it. I need it so bad. So yeah, I really wanted to check that out.
Nice.
Yeah. And then as far as like drinks, you know, Petals Pool Bar has a lot of the like fun drinks. I didn't see really anything at like the Everything Pop. But if you want some fun drinks, they have like the standard drinks that are like pretty much all around at all the pool bars at Disney,
mm-hmm.
Like the Banana Cabana. I can't remember some
your
of
your classic like frozen drinks.
Yeah, mostly frozen drinks. So yeah. that's where you'll get some of those. So
nice. All right, but the only other thing I thought of, and it isn't, I can't even say it's like the best food and drinks here, but anytime I say at Pop or the All Stars or any of the values, I love their food court like dining option because you can really get a lot of stuff there. But the best part is after you've been in the parks all day long and you get back to your resort and you're starving for whatever reason, you need to swing by the food court and either get chicken fingers and fries because golden, or actually a big fan of their pizza. They usually have some pretty good flatbread pizza and like breadsticks and stuff. So if you're looking for an end of the night, I just need to eat some food before I punch my boyfriend in the face. I've definitely been there. I get it. Get some chicken fingers. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
I'm also 5 years old, so.
Any kind of food will help.
Yes.
Nice. So yeah, hopefully, you know, hopefully there's some good options. You know, it's always fun to try to get those special treats when they're available. But sometimes you just got to fall back to like what, you know, Disney always has around.
Yeah, for sure. And being at Pop, you're on the Skyliner, you have easy options to get to if you have some time.
Yeah. Cool. So, Katie, take us to the last question.
All right. Last one is from Laura, LS Caprino. She is asking us to talk through rope drop by parking at Hollywood Studios and then taking the Skyliner to Epcot, wondering how long it takes. I can't say that I've ever actually done this personally. My overarching suggestion when it comes to any sort of transportation at Disney is give yourself time.
Yes.
You have no idea what's going to happen, when the Skyliner is going to stop mid-ride. Give yourself time to get everywhere. I think if you rope drop Hollywood Studios and do what you got to do at Hollywood Studios, taking the Skyliner to Epcot, reminder, like, if you take the Skyliner from Hollywood Studios to Epcot, you do have to transfer cars at the Riviera, right? No, at Caribbean is the transfer spot. I think it's at Caribbean is the actual transfer.
I think it's Caribbean, yeah.
Yeah. So you do have to transfer. So that does take time. The lines don't go long, but you still need to go through the process of getting off your car, getting in line, getting in the right line, and then getting back to Epcot. So I would give yourself at least 30 minutes to get to the Skyliner at Hollywood Studios over to Epcot. At least 30 minutes. It might even be more. It just kind of depends on the crowd levels.
Yeah. I would say even more. I mean, because if you're rope dropping the parking at Hollywood Studios, it could take some time to get into the park too, depending on, you know.
That's true. So I guess the way I'm reading this is she's going to rope drop and do stuff at Studios, and then
that's not how I'm reading that at all. Yeah, I'm reading it that she's rope drop parking at Hollywood Studios. That's the key thing: rope drop parking at Hollywood Studios, and then taking the Skyliner to Epcot. That's how I read it.
All right, I'm gonna have to phone a friend. We can follow up on this. Laura is one of my close friends. Thank you, Laura, for always sending questions. I will follow up on that because, yeah, if you're trying to catch a Skyliner first thing in the morning or last thing at night, your lines are going to be long for sure.
I feel like the line in the morning won't be too bad, especially like if you're rope dropping Hollywood Studios and trying to catch
Epcot.
I feel like it wouldn't be too bad. The only thing that, so if I'm reading it the way that I'm reading it, mm-hmm. the only thing that like worries me about this is if it's raining or if there's like inclement weather.
All right. I updated because I literally had to go back in and looked how she posted this question because there is a hyphen in between, which I think is why I read the question the way. So it's talk through rope drop dash parking at Hollywood Studios and taking the Skyliner to Epcot. So that's how I'm reading it. I don't know if that changes your opinion at all, but.
So I'm still reading it the same way.
Okay, fine.
Talk through rope drop parking at HS and then taking Skyliner to EP. So I'm assuming she's doing this all in the morning.
Okay. Well then, yeah, I think in the morning, the lines might not be too bad to get to Epcot. My worry then is in the afternoon / evening, whenever you're making your way back to Hollywood Studios to pick up your car, that's where you're going to see lines, especially if you are closing out Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming over because your Skyliner lines are going to be very long in the very morning and then the evening.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would just be weary of, you know, the morning, mm-hmm. making sure that Skyliner is even running.
Oh, yes.
Because it could be down, you know, maintenance issues or, you know, inclement weather. If it's inclement weather, if it's like thundering and lightning, the boats aren't going to be running either. Mm-hmm. So, because you don't want to be, you know, kicking yourself that, you know, you're going to have to walk all the way to Epcot, which takes like 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah. So, you know, you just have to take that into consideration as well. I do like the plan, though, if, like, you know, you want to park hop to Hollywood Studios later, like, finish there. Yeah, leave mm-hmm. your car there. I think that's, like, a good idea. Why not? So, depends.
I'm also a big fan of entering Epcot through the World Showcase entrance. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Yeah. Especially with Remy right there as well. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure.
Yeah.
Good call entering from the World Showcase.
Yeah. Yeah, if Remy's at the top of your list, you know, you can get through that pretty quickly in the morning.
Yep.
So, cool. Well, that's it. Those are all the questions we have, right? That's it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Well, Katie, that's going to wrap it up for this episode then.
All right. Good topics today. I love these questions. Listener questions are so fun. I really do. It's more fun to talk about this than the news.
I know.
At least lately. I feel like the news hasn't been that exciting lately.
It has not been exciting. Yeah. It's been pretty weak Disney news. You know, we could talk about again how Bob Chapek, you know, Bob
is Chapek, ruining Disney. Oh,
well,
sorry, no.
You know, he had an interview with, he sat down with like a long 60-minute interview with like the Wall Street Journal video interview and just reiterated, yeah, the park reservation's not going anywhere. People are loving it. Look how great I am. Look how great it is. So, you know, we don't need to keep bringing it up. We know it's not going anywhere. Yeah. So,
yeah. You
know. Anyways. But all right, so let's get out of here. So Katie, where can we find you?
You guys come hang out with me on Instagram. I'm at Magically Mootsy, and I will also be on Parksnacker at Magically Mootsy.
Cool. Find us on Instagram at Parksnacker. You can find me on the Parksnacker app at Parksnacker Matt. You can find us on all social medias, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We are mostly on Instagram. That's just the one platform we use the most. You know, make sure you download the app if you haven't already, parksnacker.com. Check us out over there. Merch, we have our merch over there, so check out our shirts. I have just been so busy that I have not been able to, do any more designs. It's been, like, killing me. I'm not going to talk about it here, but it's just, like, all my side, my extra time gets, like, put elsewhere. So, But yeah, so hopefully some new designs soon. But yeah, check out the merch that we have over there at parksnacker.com. And then that's it. That's it for us. So Katie, until next week, I'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.